Okay, we're still in Brachos in the ninth paragraph, Nun Vav and Aleph. We're starting from the top. Amar leKesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua, the famous Rabbi Yeshua, this is probably Hadrian, before he went bad. Amrisu Rechav Misu Tuva, they say that you're very smart. Emily Mai Chazin Edel Chamoy. I want you to tell me, he said, what am I going to see in my dream? What am I going to see in my dream that I have tonight? Amalei. He said to him, Chazis Dim Shach Lech Parsoi, you will see that the Persians will enslave you. V'gavri B'chad, they're going to grab you. They're going to make you shepherd these bugs and rats with a staff made of gold. Here it goes. He thought about it all day long. And that night he saw it. So the king, named known as Shvor, the king of Babel, he said, they say you're very smart. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. He said, you will see that the Romans are going to come and capture you. We're talking about they're going to make you grind up these seeds with a grinding mill of gold. Here, Koliuma, he thought about it all day. Lord Tochazan, that night he saw it. So, as long as it's something possible, then you're able to see it. But an elephant that goes through a needle, you're not going to be able to see. Now, we have a great story. Barhadya, Mefarish Chalmi Hava. Barhadya, who may have been a great Talmud Chacham, he translated dreams. Mandi of Leagra, Mefarish Lemal Yusa. Somebody gave him schar, he translated for good. He felt that it was a good simon for him. Mandaloya of Leagra, but if somebody didn't give him any schar, Mefarish Legriusa, then he translated a bad form. Avai Rava Chazachama, Avai Rava saw the exact same dream. Abaye loses a rubber loyally. Abaye gave him money and rubber didn't. Amelie, Akrin Bechamoy. Altogether, we're going to have 22 different dreams. So the first thing they saw was, we read in our dream, your ox is going to be slaughtered in front of your eyes. So Rav Amalei, you're going to lose your business. You won't be able to eat because you're so sad. You're going to make a lot of money. And you won't be able to eat because you were so happy. You're going to give birth to children, you're going to lose all of them. The Rav Amalei, he told them the bad part. You're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. You're going to marry daughters of the world. It's going to seem to you as if they're going out into captivity. Number three, we read in our dreams, your sons and your daughters are going to be given to another nation. You're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. You're going to want to give them to your relative, and your wife is going to want to give it to her relatives. She's going to force you, and she's going to give them over to her relatives. It's going to be like another nation. To whoever you said, your wife, the daughter of Rav Chista, is going to die. But also, and your sons and daughters are going to go to another woman. What does it mean? They're going to go to another nation. It's going to be a stepmother. Okay, number four. According to the Bachalmin, we read in our dream, go eat in happiness your bread. You're going to have good business, so you're going to eat and drink, you're going to reap psukim because you're so happy. You're going to lose your business. You're going to shecht, but you're not going to be able to eat or drink, and you're going to read Torah in order to get rid of all of your fears. Aquina, number five. Rav Tosiyah said, you're going to have a lot of seeds in your field. You're going to have a lot of seeds in your field. The Rav Amalei said, if you told him in the end, you're not going to have anything to do with it. It's going to be given over to your enemies. Number six, a queen of Zazim, you're going to have olives throughout your borders. The Rav Amalei told him, you're going to have lots of olives. The Rav Amalei said that you're not going to eat any of the olives. A queen, we read in the dream, all the people in the land are going to see you. They're going to be afraid of you. Everybody's going to know you're a Rosh Yeshiva. And your fear will be upon the entire land. The Rav Amalei, the treasury of the king is going to be broken with fast as a ganvi, you're going to be captured as a ganif. And everybody's going to have a kavachomer from you. They're going to say, if Rava got caught, imagine what happens to us. The next day, the treasury of the king got broken into. Also, the tafsa of the Rava, and they took Rava thinking that he did it. Okay, number eight. Amri Le, we saw, they said, now it's no longer psukim. Chazan chosal pumdani, we saw lettuce, or like some type of lettuce, whatever, that's on the top of a barrel. Your business is going to double like chasa, like, you know, how fast lettuce grows. Your business is going to be as bitter as lettuce. Amalei, number nine. Chazon basrol pumdani. We saw meat on top of a barrel. Labayim alei on top of a bottle. Labayim alei basrol chamrachol. Your wine is going to be so good. Basrol kuli amalei visim basrol chamrina. Everybody's going to come to buy meat and wine from you. Labayim alei talk of chamrachol. Your wine is going to go bad. It's going to be condemned. Basrol kuli amalei visim basrol lemechol bay. And they're going to have to buy meat in order to eat eat with the wine. Amalei. They said to him, number 10, Chazan Chavisa de Tali B'dikla, we saw a barrel that was hanging on a palm tree. Because your business is going to be as big, it's going to get as high as a palm tree. Your business is going to be sweet like dates, and you're going to lose a lot of it. It's going to be very cheap. Amalei, they said, number 11, Chazan Romano de Kadchi Apumdan, we saw pomegranates that were growing on top of a barrel. Your business is going to be as expensive as a pomegranate. It's going to be as bitter, it's going to go down like a pomegranate, I guess like the outside of the pomegranate or something like that. It's going to be, everybody's going to hate it. Number 12. We saw a barrel fall into a pit. Your business is going to be wanted. He said to Abayu Kedamar, your bread is going to fall into a pit. It's not going to be found. So everybody's going to want it. They're going to try to find it everywhere and they won't be able to find it. Your business is going to go so bad, you're going to throw into a pit because you can't use it. Number 13. We saw a little donkey that was standing on top of a little stand, and he was braying. You said you're going to be king, or Rosh Hashiva. He told the Bible, and you're going to have a translator that's translating everything for the The words Petra Chamor and your tefillin were erased. What? I saw my tefillin. It's there. The Vav of Petra Chamor is for sure missing from your tefillin. Happens to be there is no Vav in Petra Chamor. There's an amazing Marsha over here. So after those 13 things, Rava ended up going on his own. I saw my outer door had fallen. Your wife is going to die. Number 15. I saw my teeth and my gums fell into my mouth. You're going to lose your sons and daughters. And number 16, I saw two doves flying away. You're going to divorce two women. I saw two seeds of turnips. Two hits you're going to get. Also, Rav Huyuma, that day, right? He's Yosef Bei Midrash. He sat in the basement of Kuliyuma the entire day. There were two blind men. They were fighting with each other. Rav Lefrukinu. Rav tried to, to get them out of the fight. Mechul Rav tried. They gave him two hits. They came to hit him a third time. That's enough. I only saw two in my dream. In the end, after those 17 times that he saw a dream, he went and he gave him money. Number 18, he saw, I saw my wall fall. You bought, or you're going to buy, property that has no borders, going to be awesome. Number 19, I saw that the mansion of Abayi fell, and it was covered up with dust. Abayi is going to die, and the whole yeshiva is going to come to you. Number 20, I saw my own house falling, and everybody came and took a brick by brick. Your Shmaita is going to scatter out and throughout the entire world. Everybody's going to know your stuff. I saw that my head was broken and my brains fell out. So this is number 21. Oh, check your pillow. Your pillow just burst. I read Hallel of Mitzrayim in my dream, the real Hallel. Number 22, this is the last dream. I'm letting Nisim Yisrach Shalot, there's going to be miracles that happen for you. Havakal, also Bahari Be'arba, they were going together on a boat. Why am I going on a boat with somebody who's going to have a miracle happen? As he was going up off the boat, his sefer fell out of his pocket. He saw that it was written in a kol chalom zalchan arapet. All dreams go after what you translate them. I'm a Russia. It was up to you. You gave me all that pain. I'm mochel everything. Except for the daughter of Chista, my wife that died. May it be God's will that this man, you, Bar Hadia, should be given over to the hands of a government that will not have any mercy on you. What can I do? The curse of a chacham, even if it's for no reason, comes. Especially Rava, he's cursing me for a good reason. You know what? I'm going to go into Galus. Amar Galus mechaperes avon. Galus is mechaper for sins. Come Galus ben Ramayis. He went to Rome. Also, Yavzeh Pizel Reish Tor Zina Demalka. He went and he sat by the door of the head of the cloaks of the king. Reish was in a chazachama. He saw a dream. I saw in my dream. I saw a needle go through my finger. I'm like, Havli Zuz, give me money. Lo Yavli wouldn't give it to him. Love Lamidi, so he wouldn't answer him. Bar Hadia wouldn't answer him. I saw a worm that went through two of my fingers. I'm like, Havli Zuzu, please give me money. The other lady wouldn't give it to Vlam, and wouldn't tell it to him. I saw that worms came throughout my entire hand. I'm like, said Bar Hadia, there's worms throughout all the clothing of the king. Shami Valk, the king heard it. Also, they brought in the head of the clothing. They were starting to kill him. What are you doing to me? I said, why didn't you get that guy? Bar Hadia knew about it. He didn't say anything. I saw Bar Hadia, the proper Hadia. I'm like, I'm too Zuzu Diach because of that Zuz that you wanted over there, Chorvu Shiroi Demalka. All the silk clothes of the king are now destroyed. How could you have done that? Kapisa train us, train Arzi Bechavla. So they tied together two cedar woods with a piece of rope. Also, Chad Kare Lechad Arzi. He tied one leg to one of the cedar woods. Chad Kare Lechad Arzi. And another leg to the other cedar wood. Veshor Lechavla died Stalik Reshe. And they released the rope until he split all the way up to his head. Each tree went back to its place. He Stalik Nafal Betrayin. And he ended up being in two different places at once. Not in a good way. So that was Bar Hadia. Okay, four lines down. Shol ben Tama menachos shu Rabbi Shmuel's Rabbi Shmuel. So ben Tama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, "Reisa shnei lechay narsheru." I saw two of my cheeks fall. Right, Amar shnei gedu rumi yatzol lecharad. There are two troops of Rome that are trying to say bad things about you, but they both died. Amar lebar kapar lo Rabbi Bar Kapara said to Rabbi, "Reisa chot min shenarsheru." I saw my nose fall off. I'm like, "Chamar nafni salam lecha." You no longer have anger against you in Shemayim. Amar leReisa shnei yadai shenachtu. I saw my two hands get cut off. I'm like, "Tzarach lemaisi yadacha." You'll never have to do anything with your maisi yadaim anymore. You'll be able to be rich, and people give you money. Amar leReisa beirzaglo shenachtu. I saw my two legs get cut off. I'm like, "Alsusik roch." You're going to be riding horses. Chazoy don't really be ader misas when nisan lechazis. I saw that they told me you're going to die in ader and you won't even see nisan. I'm like, "Badrusa misas." You're going to die in honor. Below a ceaselessly dani sayin. You're not going to come to any tests, and that's what nisan and ader mean. There was a tzeduki who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat. He said to Rabbi Shmuel, "I saw that I was feeding oil to olives." I'm like, "Balima." That means you were together with your mother. I saw that I grabbed a star. I'm like, "Bar Yisrael Ganavta." That means you stole a Jewish person. You kidnapped him. I saw that I swallowed a star. I'm like, "Bar Yisrael Zavante." You sold that Jew. And you took the money and you used it. I'm like, "I saw my eyes kissing each other." I'm like, "Balachos." That means you were together with your sister. I saw that I kissed the moon. I'm like, "Balach." That means you were together with a woman who was married to a Jew. I'm like, "I saw that I walked in the shade of a hyssop tree." I'm like, "Bal Narum." You were together with a woman, right, who was engaged to be married to somebody else. I'm like, "I saw a package that was on top, but it was really below me." I'm like, "You slept with that person in the wrong way." I'm like, "I saw ravens that were surrounding my bed." I'm like, "Ishkol zantami anshe anashim harbe," that your wife has slept with many other men. I'm like, "Yoni dahadri lepori," I saw these doves that were surrounding my bed. I'm like, "Nashim harbe tamesi," you were metame very many women. I'm like, "Chazud did not get trey yoni parchan," I saw that I was holding onto two doves and I let them fly away. I'm like, "Tati nashin esavta," you married two women in patrosinu below get and you got rid of them, you divorced them, but you never gave the get, you never gave the money. I'm like, "Chazud did kalifna bei," I saw that I peeled an egg. I'm like, "Shichli kamishalachas," that means you found dead people and you took away their stuff, you stripped away their stuff. I'm like, "Kuluis nubi bamihal." Listen, I did all of that stuff, but I didn't do that. Delay say, I didn't take away stuff from the dead. This woman came by, and she said to him, "That shirt that you're wearing right now belongs to a person who had already died, Vashaltia. I was the one who put it on him." I'm like, "Chazoy," he said back to him, "I saw that they said to me, your father left you money in Kapodkia." I'm like, "Do you have any property in Kapodkia?" I'm like, "No." "Also, did your father ever go to Kapodkia?" I'm like, "He said no." "Im kain kafa is kshur zabim, dika is asara the tenth. The zil chazi kafa the reish asara, shimalei zuzim." Go check the tenth beam, it's filled with zuzim. "Also, ashkal shimalei zuzim," and he found that it was filled with that. He got his schar in olam hazi, he got nothing in olam haba. "Arm rechanina." We're going to have a lot of things of what you see in your dream. Altogether, we're going to do 20 things together today. So, harobe erbechalom, you see a well in a dream. Ro'a shalom, that means you see peace. Shem yachbar avdi yitzchot ben achava, yimso sham ber mayachayim. The avadim yitzchot, they searched throughout the wadi. They found a ber mayachayim. Rabbi Nasan Rambam Masa Torah, they found Torah. You will find Torah if you see a ber. Shem kim otzim otzachayim, you ksiv hacha ber mayachayim. Rav amr chayim mamash, you will feed life. So it's shalom, Torah, and chayim. Amr yichanan, shlo shalom hussein. There are three things that stand for peace. Nar, tzibor, and kedera. A river, a bird, as well as a kettle. And that is the famous book by Feldman. Nar dechziv hinini note leak nar shalom. I turned him like a nar filled with peace. Sibur dechziv kizabarim ofos kinigin Hashem tzvakos HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. Kideri dechziv Hashem tishbos shalom lanu. Hashem is going to pour over shalom to us like one does with a pot. Amr rechininu. But kideri shein babal shashininu. It's got to be a kideri that's not filled with meat. Right? It says, uparsu kasher besir. Right? Vekav shu besoch kalachas. And they put it inside. Ukebasu besoch kalachas. Like meat inside the pan. Right? That's going to be a little bit different if there's meat inside it. So it's got to be without meat in order to stand for peace. Amr yishub and leva. Somebody sees a river in a dream, he's got to get up and say, "Noti alek in our shalayim." Kodem sheyakadmen pasukar, before the other person, "Yovak in our tzar," before pain comes to us like a river. Harot tzibur b'chalim, you see a bird in a dream, yashkim yomar kizibarim afos geni agin Hashem. Right, like the birds that are flying, that's how Hashem protects us. Kodem sheyakadmen pasukar, kit tzibur, and that has been kind of like the bird that flies away from the nest. Harot kideir b'chalim, you see a pot in a dream, yashkim yomar Hashem tishbos shalom, Hashem should pour out peace for us. Kodem sheyakadmen pasukar, svois hashir svois. It's poured out like this evil pot. Okay. Next, number five. Haroa anavim bechalom. You see grapes in a dream. Yashkum yorkan anavim bechalom, like the grapes in the desert. Kodesh yakonu pasakar, before another one. Anavim in verosh, that they have the bad grapes and they get fed like almost like morning grapes. Haroa har bechalom. You see a mountain in a dream. Number six. He asked him to get up and say, "Ma novu al ba'alaharim raglin kimavaser," right? How beautiful upon the mountains are the legs of those who tell good news. Kodesh Hashem posak out before you get the other one. Aharim yasav b'achim inechi. On the mountains, I cried out and I give groans. Haro shofar b'chol v'zi yod shofar in a dream. Yashkam yom v'yob b'yamahu yitak of a shofar gadol. Kodesh Hashem posak out yitak of a shofar giva. So you should get up and you say, on that day there will be a great shofar blast. Before you get another posak, they called out a shofar and giva in order to call it together for horrible things. It says, Haro kele b'chol v'zi a dog in a dream. This is number 8. Yashkam yom v'chol b'nei sol lechras kodesh. Get up and say, all b'nei sol, there should be no dogs barking. Kodesh Hashem posak out before the other one. The dogs are brazen. If you're going to see a lion in a dream, number 9, if the lion roars, who's not going to be afraid? That the lion comes out from his den. You see a haircut in a dream. You say the pasuk is talking about Yosef Tzadik, that he got changed of his clothing and he got a haircut. If I was shaved, right, and I removed all of my strength. You see a well in a dream. Now, we already talked about a well up above. But like when you cool down from the well of its waters. You see a reed in a dream, number 11. This the kana, the reed that's out there should not be broken. You've assured yourself on leaning on a reed that's just going to be destroyed. You see a reed in a dream. Look forward to wisdom. Kanim, you see many reeds. Look toward bina. Kara, Kura, Kira, Kanya. If you see a gourd, a heart of a palm, wax and reeds, for all these things, they're all good for dreams itself. I'm going to count that all within the reed category. The only time they show melons, these types of pumpkins, somebody is a Yerushalayim with everything he has, and that's number 12 melons. You see an axe in a dream, this type of bowl in a dream. Say that the beauty goes to the firstborn shore. Before you get to the one about goring. There are 5 things said about a shore. If you see a shore in a dream, if you see it eating from his flesh, then you're going to become rich. If you gore him, you're going to have children that have that are able to gore together and learn a lot of Torah. If it bites him, he's going to have Yisurin. Balto, if he kicks him, you're going to have to go on a long path, long derech. Rochbo, if you ride it, you're going to become great. Wait. If you ride it, you're going to die. Look, if you're riding the ox and it's great, if the ox is riding you, then you're going to die. That's all about the shore. That's number 13. You see a donkey in a dream, number 14, look for toward salvation. Talking about Mashiach, right? So we say your king is going to come to you, he's a tzaddik, he's savior, right? He's a poor man, and he's riding on a donkey. Number 15, if you see a cat in a dream, if it's in a place where they call it Shinra, like in Pavel, not so sure, no, you're going to have good songs. Shinra, not so Shinra, but if it's there, then you're going to have some good, something that's going to be different, that's going to be bad for you. If you see grapes in a dream, we already talked about grapes up above, so this is just a continuation from above. Levanos, if they're white, Bimizman Shalvazan, whether they're in their time or not, Yafa, that's good. Shchoros, black ones, which means red ones, Bimizman Yafos is in the proper time, meaning they're fully grown, then Yafos, Shalvazman, then Rose, that's going to be bad for you. Okay, that's interesting. And it's really interesting because over here we're talking about all the animals. We're bringing Shor, Hamor, Chatul, Sus, etc., and yet we somehow bring Anavim over here. Or Sus, if you see a horse, Lavan Bechalom, if you see a white in a dream, Bimizman Shalvazan, of whether it's, you know, quiet, if it's walking nicely or whether it's running after Yavala, that's good. Adam, if it's red, benachas yafa. If it's walking slowly, good. But if it's running, then kasha, that's bad. You've seen an Arab in a dream, tefilas and yishmas. Then your tefillah is going to be listening to davke yishmal ben Avram, but only if you see an Arab who's known as yishmal ben Avram, right? Our good old yishmal. Avatai ba'amalo, but just a regular Arab? No, it doesn't count. Harogamal b'chalom. If you see a camel in a dream, yes, it's funny that yishmal is mentioned over here among all the animals. Harogamal b'chalom. If you see a camel in a dream, he's in a knisalum in yishmal. That means you had misa that was knast upon you, that was fined upon you from the heavens. It's illumined, you were saved from it. What's about that? I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to come back with you. So it's as almost as like you're going to be taken back out, and maybe that's from Gamala Gamal. Rav Nachman is going to be Hashem. Hashem is going to remove your sin. You're not going to die. Haruah Pinchas Bachalom Pelan Asel. If you see Pinchas in a dream, you're going to have a wonder made for you. Haruah Pil Bachalom. If you see an elephant in a dream, Plos Nasel. You're going to have wonders to go into for you. Pilim, multiple elephants, Plos Nasel. You're going to have amazing things happen for you, and that's going to be over here. Right, I think that's going to be Pinchas, an elephant that's 19 and 20. So we say like this, wait a second, all wild animals are good for you in a dream, except for an elephant and a monkey. So we just said those things are bad. So we say, Lokasha, Hadim Masarik, and Lomasarik, it depends if they're saddled or not. If they're saddled, then they're good for you. If they're not saddled, then they're not good for you. And we'll stop with that. Top of the Daf and Nun Zayin Amad Aleph.